Well, welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. We are still trekking through the life, thought, and legacy of Martin Luther, and once again we are on location. This time we are in the town of Eisenach. Eisenach's favorite son, and what puts it on the map, is this is the birthplace of Johann Sebastian Bach. It also was a town in which Luther spent a great deal of time. He was here as a student. In fact, Luther and Bach went to the same school. Here in the town of Eisenach is St. George's Parish School and its two-star pupils, Martin Luther and Bach. Luther had been to school at Magdeburg, came here, and this prepped him for his entrance in university studies at Erfurt. Later in life, Luther would come back to this town, but he wouldn't spend his time in the town. He would be a resident of the Wartburg Castle, which is behind me, up on the hill, overlooking the town of Eisenach and overlooking the home of Johann Sebastian Bach. Luther was up there from May of 1521 through March of 1522. He also was here at numerous other times. In fact, he passed through here on his way to the Diet, or as the Germans would say, the Diet of Worms, and he preached here. Also, what's interesting about the town of Eisenach is one of Luther's closest associates at Wittenberg was sent here as a pastor, and it was from here that he was appointed the first bishop. This is, of course, Nicholas von Amsdorff. And if you remember, at the end of Luther's life, he's going to say that God did it all. That Luther did not bring the Reformation to Wittenberg. He didn't bring the Reformation to these German lands. That God did it. And Luther has this line that while Nicholas and I sat in the pub, God did it all. God's word accomplished the Reformation. Well, he's referring to Nicholas von Amsdorff. This was his associate at Wittenberg. He was part of what I like to call the Wittenberg Five. We sometimes think of Martin Luther as this lone hero at Wittenberg, battling out by himself, but he had associates. He had friends who assisted him in bringing that Reformation, and a very close one was Nicholas. Well, early on, it seemed that Wittenberg had enough preachers and enough pastors there to move the Reformation forward, but there was a need here at Eisenach. And so Amsdorff was dispatched to Eisenach, and he served here as a pastor and as a minister. And he holds a significant distinction. He was the first appointed bishop in the Evangelische, or in the Lutheran Church. Now, Luther was very much against papal authority, very much against that hierarchical authority of the church, determining what the church should believe and how the church should function. But he also recognized that the church needed to have administrators. Of course, the church needed pastors and the pastor teacher. That's a biblical office. We see that in scripture itself. And so Luther wanted a clergy, but he also recognized that these churches need administration and they need an overseer. And so Nicholas von Amsdorff was the first bishop appointed in the Lutheran Church, and he served from here in this town of Eisenach. As Bach would bring his musical compositions to a close, whether those were compositions for the church or for state functions, he would end with two sets of three initials. On the one side would be JSB, for his name, of course, and on the other side would be the initials SDG. These initials stand for Soli Deo Gloria, for all of these beautiful works that came from Bach were done for the glory of God. And that was done here in Eisenach. I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for joining us for 5 Minutes in Church History.
I see we have a moment, so let's have a quote from the reformer at Zurich, Ulrich Zwingli. He wrote, "Our view of the matter is this, that we should hold the word of God in the highest possible esteem, and we should give to it a trust which we cannot give to any other word. For the word of God is certain and can never fail. It is clear and will never leave us in darkness."